We are having to move. Ladies and gentlemen, if I may get the intro, please.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Welcome to the most popular feature in morning radio, a Wednesday with W.
Normally he calls us, but call him. Because it's early.
I'm a little scared.
Normally do this at about 30 minutes from now. Oh, hey, good morning, sir.
We now interrupt this coverage for this programming note.
Okay.
Wednesday with W.
All right.
Forever at 8:15 on Wednesdays, because that's why we call it a Wednesday with W.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I mean, what else would we call it?
I don't know.
Anyways, some radio contest or some stupid thing y'all are doing. This Wednesday with W. Wednesday with W will not be airing in its regularly scheduled time.
That is correct. Thank you.
In fact, it's happening right now.
Right.
It is currently underway, yes.
Airing currently.
Yes.
So let's air some things out, shall we? Good morning, Texas.
Good morning, W.
You waking up so early, sir.
It's a Wednesday with W. I mean, y'all just assume that since I'm retired, I can just rearrange my schedule at a moment's notice.
No, we would never do that.
No.
We appreciate you being so lenient.
Very much appreciate it.
Well, no, it turns out I can, actually.
Oh,
so
that's not a big problem.
Everybody, I'm assuming there's a lot of people here that they may not ever get to listen at 8:15 every Wednesday.
Well, that's true.
You know, people got to be at work a certain time,
right.
Stuff like that. Kids got to be at school.
All the things.
Maybe they're already fed up with the show. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be your first time out there listening to a Wednesday with W.
Wow, it could be.
So let's give you a little taste of what you've been missing.
Right. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
I don't know what they've been missing.
I don't know. I was hoping you had the answer.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. What are y'all doing? Yeah, I will step aside though from one George to another.
Yeah.
Because y'all give away those George Strait tickets away coming up, right?
Yes.
And that's why we had to move the Wednesday with W.
Precisely.
All right. I mean, I was president, of course. You know.
Of course.
Twice, by the way, two terms.
Two terms.
Scoreboard.
Boom, boom. Back to back.
But the other George is a bona fide king.
Yeah, there it is.
That's pretty cool. Y'all playing your little pickleball pong game for it or something?
It's called Song Pong.
Song Pong.
You're playing Song Pong.
Do you realize how many songs George Strait has?
We do. I think we can keep up.
It's a little
do we need to reschedule next Wednesday?
It's possible.
Y'all
still going.
Maybe stand by.
Start your stretching now. Calisthenics are important.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that eclipse only going to last for 4 minutes, but Song Pong, we could be telling our grandkids about it. Heck, our grandkids could be inheriting playing the game if you're...
No kidding. It will be fun.
It'll be long.
Passing the contest through the generations. That's good luck with that. I can't wait to hear how it turns out.
Appreciate that.
I'm kidding. I'm going to be at the Waffle House after we hang up here in about 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, it does.
Meanwhile, we got stuff. It's a busy week. We got the eclipse coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Easter is on the way.
Right.
Happy early Easter,
yes,
everybody. And the Rangers open today tomorrow.
Baseball.
Yes.
Baseball in Texas starts tomorrow.
Amen.
So I hope you're not staring at the sun. I hope you find all your eggs and Rangers. I hope you get elected to the second term as champions as well.
Yeah,
I might go to that game tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Rangers. I go to games. But you know what? I love it even more when people have to play Where's Waldo with me in the crowd every time they do a crowd shot.
It is fun, isn't
it? Is that that
I love being a real-life Easter egg. All right, y'all go play your bing-bong.
Song pong.
Whatever.
All right.
So Wednesday with W, and that is what you've been missing.
There it is.
God bless Texas.
God bless.
Thank you, sir.